You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. First, a dry statistic that actually gives you a read on where the juice is flowing back into the U.S. economy and where it's not. There's news this morning that orders for durable goods, expensive long-lasting items, in other words, not bananas, durables went up 1% when you look at the core of this data, excluding very volatile items. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
Much of the strength was in computers. When you go through the data, where you see strength as well as in metals, but you don't see strength is in something we all know too well, chip shortages in the motor vehicle sector. That's a sector that really pulled down the overall averages, and I think it's important to point out because we know that chip shortages have actually idled production in the motor vehicle sector.
And led to some car dealerships looking pretty sparse. Now, we also saw new claims for unemployment benefits go in the right direction again this week, but it's not like those are disappearing and no one's applying.
Exactly. We're seeing them come down, and that's great news that they're continuing their downward trend. The bad news is they're not coming down rapidly. The low-hanging fruit that we saw picked in May and June of 2020, I think, is now been largely plucked. And what we're seeing is modest declines continue. We'd like to see big declines right now, given how many jobs were still in the hole.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.